welcome to the Kayak Fishing Radio Low Sodium Show. I am your host, Mark Leonard Crew Wheeler. And folks, we got an awesome show tonight. We're going to talk about mother shipping. A little more on the sodium side, but there is some low sodium the shippers going on right now, Lake Erie, Lake Fork, stuff like that. You know, and along with a pretty cool contest that I'm going to be having coming up for the Boondoggle. You definitely want to tune into that a little bit later in the show. But first, foremost, let's say hello to my guest in the in my call board, what do you want to call it? Call waiting, there you go. First up is the man, the myth, the legend, the beginner, the all-knowing, Mr. Chip Treehugger Gibson. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, man, how's it going? Dude, I'm getting too old, man. Your heavy metal is just wearing me out. I had to turn my board down. All right.
Yeah.
You young guys and your rock and roll music.
Jesus, me Christmas tree, don't start that. but yeah, I mean, it's good to have you on. I haven't had you on in a while. I apologize for not being more involved in the Thursday night shows. It's just, you know, when I'm getting
boat
at 8 o'clock, it's like, oh, just want to go home and go to bed.
Dude, I know how it is. Matt's always sending me emails, and I'm getting emails from folks, and I want to try to show a little love across the board myself. So I've been busy at work, and I apologize for not spending time with you guys. But I just want to stop in for a few minutes this evening and say hey, and, you know, kind of help push the upcoming Boondoggle. We're inside of 90 days, man. We're two-digit midgets, and it's getting close.
Yeah. Rock on,
and
man.
Also,
rock on.
Yeah, but you go ahead. We can bring Matt in too. He's in the studio.
Yeah, might as well.
Yeah, I'm here.
Well, I wasn't really going to, but you know, I figured might as well.
You weren't going to. You're just gonna make him hold and listen to the music.
That's fine. I like elevator music sometimes.
The Boondoggle, let me talk about the Boondoggle for a second, man, if you don't mind.
Okay.
We started it a few years ago, right? It was a couple of knuckleheads, me and Mark Yak Sushi, and Adam. We were talking about going places to fish. Actually, Sam was the one that said, "Hey, let's go fishing. Where do we want to go?" You know, we had met you guys at the tournament there at. In Georgia, and it's like, let's go fishing somewhere. So the Boondoggle, and Boondoggle by definition is, you know, unless you're talking about one of those little plastic keychain things, you know, it's just a total waste of time. Well, unfortunately, everybody wants to go to a Boondoggle now. And the last Boondoggle,
right,
we had 350 people show up at Cars. And we,
nice.
There's like, holy cow, man, you know. We started off with, 20 people the first Boondoggle? And, you know, we could put everybody in, like, three cars to go somewhere. Virginia Beach, it was getting huge. You know, we had to have a catered dinner for Virginia Beach because we got so huge. And we had, almost 100 people at dinner that on Saturday night. It's not just one of these things where we can throw together, you know, put a pin in the map and say everybody show up. You know, people... We still want to keep the concept that in the campground, it's guys and gals just hanging out, having fun, checking out kayak fishing stuff, and you know, and doing the kayak angling thing, telling fish stories,
right,
doing the sombrero thing. The upcoming Boondoggle, we did a survey after Cars. We sent out a survey to everybody that attended that gave us their email. And we asked them, hey, what would things be cool? You know, what would be good to do? And folks said, yeah, about 85% of the people came back and said, you know, vendors might be cool. Hey, you know, maybe some workshops things might be cool. So we listened, and we're going to give it a try this time. The other thing is that we had to convince, we've been, we're, we've got a host with the Perdido Chamber of Commerce. They said, hey, we want you guys to bring your boondoggle up here. So they were cool. And there's been some money fronted so that we can lock down the Big Lagoon State Park to put everybody in a campsite. And basically, the boondoggle is locked down Big Lagoon State Park for that weekend in October. And we
That's
had to
awesome.
Front the money to cover all of those campsites. And when it came time to put together, you know, how are we going to collect the money? And then we got to pay, you know, we got to write a check then to cover all of the campsites back to the campground because it's a state park. And so folks are responsible for their, you know, for their campsites and everything. But to handle that money, to do the transactions online and everything, it costs money to do it. And up until now, you know, little things here and there, it's no big deal. You know, we front that, you know, between Kayak Fishing Radio and Yak Angler, it's not been a big deal. But now we're talking
right.
about 300 people for dinner. And I was a little worried, you know, in Virginia when my credit card was on the table to cover dinner, you know, and hoping everybody was going to ante up and pay for their plate up there. So,
right.
So the idea behind, and folks have seen the boondoggle, you know, lend us a hand. We're trying to create a website, and it's above and beyond what Yak Sushi can do. We want to create a website that, you know, we can put maps on, we can put event photos, we can stream video. We want to put all of that together in a website to do, you know, to be able to have a shopping cart. So if folks want to buy a T-shirt for the boondoggle, if you want to do this, right now we're doing basically going through Constant Comment. They're handling all the transactions for us. Well, they actually get a little cut, you know, so we have to pay them
right.
to handle that. And, you know, so I just want folks to know, you know, it's, I mean, there's no free lunches anymore, you know. It's like, so the idea behind helping us out with the boondoggle website and all, we really appreciate the folks that have already, you know, helped out. We hope that, you know, I know that it looks like a lot of money that our goal is, but, I mean, we're talking probably 6 months of development in writing code and everything so that all of this will belong to the boondoggle and that, you know, it'll reduce the amount of money that we have to spend to make these things happen. So... I just
right.
want to, you know, I'm going to try to show up on everybody's show here in the next week or so and kind of put that out, you know, and say, hey, and believe me, this is not, we're not just, you know, saying, hey, great, you know, we're going to take, there's no percentage that goes to Kayak Fishing Radio or to yakangler.com. It's all to build the boondoggle website so that going forward, you know, and to support things like Heroes on the Water, Casting for Recovery, Wounded Warriors, you know, the nonprofit like Paddle for Tomorrow and things like that, when we're able to do that kind of help, we want to be able to use the instrument of the boondoggle to help support those kind of those causes. And that, you know, that's what we're working toward. So just wanted to give
hey,
a
Chip,
little
I gotta tell you, I got a preview of the website and it's pretty cutting edge from what I've seen so far.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man.
Awesome.
It looks yeah. So Chris, I see
well,
Chris Johnson there in the chat room, and he said, do we have boondoggle artwork? We're working on that, and actually, I'm thinking we should have a boondoggle tattoo artist show up at Big Lagoon. You know, and you could get a, you know, like when you do one of those mud bogger things now, you can get a tattoo. I think that we should have
right.
like a boondoggle tattoo, you know, that you can get done when you show up to a boondoggle. Maybe some
I can tell about face tanning.
All right.
Oh,
my dinner's getting cold, and I just wanted to jump in and say hi to you guys. And I love the low-sodium show, man. You're doing a great job, Mark. Appreciate it. Matt, hopefully we get our fishing report thing set up now. I don't know if you guys saw, but the app has been updated. So make sure you download the updates, and it's supposed to stream faster and better, Matt.
Nice.
Yeah.
Check that out.
Well,
all right.
All that being said... we'll put you on mute. Just hold on the line there, Chip, for after the break. I might as well just tell everyone what's going on with the low-sodium contest. But first, we're going to take a quick break. Matt, I sent you the message. And folks, we'll be right back with more of the Low Sodium Show, only on the Kayak Fishing Radio Network.
Looking for a new cooler with a lifetime warranty and made 100% in the United States? Look no further than Orca Coolers. These roto-molded, rugged coolers feature premium quality, seamless construction, meaning they're built to take whatever you and Mother Nature throws at them. Orca Coolers allow ice to keep for days, and they have non-slip feet so your cooler stays where you want it. With secure external latch system, the lid always stays closed. Orca Coolers, made 100% in the USA, always has been, always will be. Check them out at orcacoolers.com.
Hey, man, what you doing, man? I'm just trying to find out about this boondoggle thing, man. Boondoggle? That's not good stuff, man. A friend of mine back in the hood smoked some of that stuff, man. It's not good. He was freaking out, man. Nah, man, I'm talking about a kayak fishing boondoggle, man. It's when a bunch of fishermen on kayaks get together to hang out, man. A bunch of kayak fishermen hanging out. Sounds fishy to me, man. How do these guys hook up? Well, I tried to look them up, but they don't have a website yet, man. No website, man. Bummer. Nah, man, but I hear they're trying to raise money to build one, man. Oh, yeah? I'm trying to raise the money, too, man. You want to buy some? Nah, man. But this kayak fishing boondoggle thing is really a good idea, man. I think we ought to help these guys out, man. All right, man. I'm with you. So where do we go, man? Oh, nah, man. We ain't got to go nowhere, man. Right now, we can help them out by checking out kayakfishingboondoggle.com, man. Okay, man. I can boondoggle on that, man. Don't get stuck in your kayak.
All right, folks, we're back with the Low Sodium Show. I'm your host, Mark Lennon-Kuwheeler, of course. We've got Matt Trucks and Chip Gibson on the lines, standing by. And I've been sitting here trying to think of a way to get my personal sponsors, the ones you hear all the time on my show, the ones I talked about, the ones that have been on the sponsor spotlight, how I can get them more involved. It's part of the deal with what I do as a pro staffer and being sponsored by these companies. But, so what we're going to do, okay, and this is great. It's called the low sodium, word game, okay? Now, how do you get to be a part of this game? Is first, you have to be able to go to the boondoggle, okay? You have to be a participant for the boondoggle. That is number one. Number two, you have to listen to the Low Sodium Show, okay, either live or podcast. Some of the things you'll have to listen to the show live. Some of the things you have to listen to the show via the podcast to find that special word. And you'll know what it is because there'll be a big little song thing, and then, you know, the word of the day is, you know, kayak, okay? Now, this is how it's going to work. Starting July 31st. The July 31st show, okay, is going to be the first show. And it's going to run until September 4th. Okay, so that is 6 shows with 6 special words. Okay? I'm going to set a date. At the boondoggle. You will come up to me, and you'll tell me those special words, and I'll give you a ticket if you qualify, okay? If you qualify, that's great. Saturday night, folks, you're going to see me walk up on the stage or whatever's going on, all right? And I'm going to bring up all of my sponsors, Orca Coolers, Bull Bay Rods, Unfair Lures, Tommy Head Jigs, Jackson Kayak, Drew will probably be there, okay? And we're going to give away the ultimate prize pack, okay? And we're not just talking, you know, a hat, okay? We're talking a custom rod from Bull Bay Rods, okay?
Ooh.
Swag from Jackson Kayak and Orca Coolers. Maybe a little something extra on top of that. The ultimate set up from Unfair Lures. We're talking all the baits, most of the colors, you name it. A big pack of Tommy Head jigs. Okay? And maybe something special from Yak Angler. All that stuff will be given to one special winner, whoever number I call out on that card. Okay? That is the prize for this. Okay? Now,
I think
like
this
said,
prize is going to be called out at the Boondoggle, correct?
Yes, that's why you have to be a participant at the Boondoggle. You have to be there Saturday night to win it. If you're not there, sorry, but this is for the Boondoggle and everything along with that. Now, with all that being said, the real prize in my eyes, okay, is for the next Boondoggle after that, which will be President's Day weekend, your campsite is going to be paid for. Your meal is going to be paid for ahead of time. So you just have to show up at the next one if you win. I think that's just awesome. So let's recap. You're going to win a fully customized Bull Bay rod, and it's going to have an Akuma Cedros spinning reel on it, loaded up, ready to roll for Sunday. An Unfair Lures pack, a Tommy Head Jigs pack, swag from Orca Coolers and Jackson Kayak, and something special from Yak Angler, and your campsite and meal ticket already paid for. So all you have to do is show up. That just sounds to me like too cool for school, and all you have to do is listen to the Low Sodium Show, for the whole month of August. Yeah, that's just too cool for me. Matt, that just sounds like an easy way to, win up to, we're talking $800 worth of, $900 worth of stuff for just listening to a show.
So starting at beginning of August, correct?
Yes, starting July 31st.
Okay.
And running till the beginning of September, September 4th. And there will be...
Start listening in.
Yeah. There will be a Facebook page created just for this contest. Okay? Now, one rule is you cannot tell anyone else what the secret word of the week is for that week. Okay? You have to listen to the Low Sodium Show to find out about it. But I think that's pretty easy to do.
I don't know why you'd want to tell anybody else if you're trying to win.
There you go. That's the low sodium boondoggle game. Easy to win. Another thing you need to have to participate is a spot at the Boondoggle and listen to the show. Simple as that. All right. So as Chip has mentioned, go to kayakfishingboondoggle.com and, show some love and support, folks. Everything helps. And if you are on Facebook, you will see that hand and heart with the give. Please put that as your profile picture. It's our way of spreading the gospel of the Boondoggle with Reverend Chip 300 Gibson and his following with Chief Watahahanahabay. The king of the Lollipop Guild, Mr. Adam Hayes. So,
we appreciate the love, man. Hey, I'm gonna give you. I gotta get running, and I appreciate all the love. But I'm gonna give you a little bit of a hint. If you guys are really hardcore boondogglers. And actually, this is not going to be a bad deal for you guys up there in the north side, but I'd be thinking that in the next 12 to 18 months, you might need a passport to go to a Boondoggle.
Dun, dun, dun. You heard it here.
That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say.
That is awesome.
Yeah, so...
So if you're a...
Can't just use the driver's license to get across the border these days. So,
Rock
unless
on.
You know some guy that drives a big white van, you can pay him a couple grand.
Yeah, that is true. that is very true.
Stuff you in the back of the trailer, right? But anyway,
you didn't hear that from me.
20 boondogglers stuck in the back end of a semi with their kayaks and gear crossing the border. Oh, that'd be great.
just think about international boondoggle. But that,
yeah,
it's
that
a ways
could either
out.
Be really close to me, which is exciting, or it could be very, very, very far away.
It could be really far away, right? Yeah. So. All right, I got to run, guys. Y'all have fun.
All right, take it easy, Chip.
See everybody tomorrow night. Good night.
Yep.
Definitely. All right, folks, that was Chip Treherder Gibson, hostess with the mostest, our big man, the original creator, like I said, of the Kayak Fishing Radio show. Listen to him every Wednesday. Listen to him every Thursday night at 8 o'clock, only on Blog Talk Radio, Kayak Fishing Radio, or the Kayak Fishing Radio app, which has been mentioned. What was I just saying? Which the app has just been updated, so definitely update your apps. Click on the little update thing on your iPhone and rock and roll from there. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to start talking about some fishing finally. I mean, geez, it's a fishing show, right? But, of course, we'll be right back with more Low Sodium Show, only on the Kayak Fishing Radio Network.
Bull Bay Custom Rods are handcrafted, designed, built by fishermen for fishermen. Each plank goes through a rigorous stress test to ensure the highest quality, period. You can actually feel the action of the bite as well as lure vibration through the foregrip. Made with the highest quality components and made to your specifications. Bull Bay Custom Rods bring innovation to your hands. Go to bbrods.com to check out some amazing custom rods. Bull Bay Custom Rods, built by fishermen for fishermen.
Looking for a group of kayak anglers to share your kayak fishing adventures with? Check out yachtangler.com, your ultimate fishing resource.
Now, folks, you've heard me talk about unfair lures, and yes, they are going to be part of the Low Sodium Show prize pack coming up at the Boondoggle. And I truly believe that this lure company is going to be leading the way, and every other lure company is going to try to imitate them because of how innovative the baits are. From the lifelike sound and feel of the Dinkum's mullet to the 3D eyes and just the slide of a Paul's Dinkum shrimp, those two baits should be in every tackle box if you fish in fresh or salt water. For more information, go to unfairlures.com. Go to your local tackle shop. If they don't carry unfair lures, demand they start carrying unfair lures. But if you can't find them, go to unfairlures.com. Check them out. Send me a message. Ask me questions. And turn fishing into catching with unfair lures. All right, folks, we're back with more of the Low Sodium Show. I am your host, Mark Lenny Kuhwheeler, and welcome back. I mean, we're going to have a great show. I am uber excited. We've just had Chip on talking about, you know, the Boondoggle, how we're transitioning more from, you know, 20 people to, you know, 300 plus, having a live musical entertainment Karen Womack, I think your name is. Check her out at her website, karenwomack.com. She's got a very nice voice, very folksy. You know, I really think she's going to do a great job, some really good songs, and just really, really good stuff. So let's talk a little bit about mothershipping. And what is mothershipping? Okay. Mothershipping is the hang on one second, Tommy, I'm going to call you after the show about the contest. I just love doing that. To be truthfully honest, folks, most of the stuff on this contest I'm paying for. okay? It is my way of thanking my, and I'm that's the truth, God's honest truth, okay? Is stuff that I'm paying for to, you know, to thank all of my, you know, thanking all of my listeners. You know, I've done this for 3 years, guys. I am the chief, the longest last at this point. You know, the host before me, or same time as me is what's his name? Rob DeVore. That's awful. Robbie's one of my best friends. I just forgot his name. You know, Rob DeVore with the Bad Backcast show. You know, and Isaac Miller, our West Coast guy. You know, I think Isaac was around my time when we both started. Rob was doing his right before mine. Yeah, because the first Boondoggle, Rob was just getting into it, the radio show. But
hey, I won something from you like 2 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I do this once a year where I give away a bunch of stuff, and linking it up with the Boondoggle just seems right, okay, as a way of thanking everybody. That's really the only time I get to see the masses. And it sounds bad, but it's time I can really see the mass group of my listeners and listen to what you have to say and ask me questions and you know, really pick my brain. Because if you don't know, I live for my brain being picked. Okay, it sounds kind of weird and kind of, you know, grody, but it's the truth. You have not won. You won me there, Tommy. You won me. And that's all that matters. but yeah. I mean, just my way of saying thank you. But back to fishing. Mothershipping. I truly believe it is the step... Next step forward is mass usage of boats to mothershipping. Okay. Hey Matt, my computer's whacking all weird. So you've got the controls for the dashboard. Anyway.
Got ya.
So let's break down what a mothership is. A mothership is basically the ability to get to places you would not normally be able to do via plane, seaplane for that matter, boat, tug, another kayak, per se, the way of getting you in other places. Now, the title we're going to talk about tonight is the kind that I am personally associated with, and that is via a charter boat. Okay, very easy for the angler to mothership in. Okay, many of your charter boats are going to be sport fishers. Okay, there are millions of styles out there, thousands of styles, I should say, of sport fishers, and every captain and crew are going to be different. Okay, that's what I'm going to say out to say that first. But that being said, this is how I and my captain handle, and many other captains are taking notice on how we do it on our vessel. Okay? Oh, shut up. So,
hey, man, I only do that because the guy's your boss.
Yeah. So let me explain how you should handle this. When you contact the captain, the boat owner, whatever, whoever you're setting the booking trip with, let them know ahead of time that you are interested in a mothershipping trip. A lot of times, you're going to be charged a little bit extra. Okay? Why is this? And I get this question all the time. The main reason
is if you don't hear
insurance.
The first answer is no.
Yes. A lot of times, you'll hear no. Because...
Yeah.
And the ones you do hear yes from, you might get charged an extra $150, $200. The reason for that is we have to notify the insurance company. All charter boat captains have to be insured. Okay? All charter boats have to be insured in some way, shape, or form. When you are ferrying, and that's what that's called, is you're ferrying the boat in nautical terms. When you're ferrying that vessel, be it a kayak, whatever, you need to have varying insurance, and that's very expensive. Now, with most nautical insurance companies that are out there, they have the clause in there that if you are to ferry, you know, less than six times a year or whatever it is, you let the company know, you pay them extra, and you're covered for that trip, for that day. If it's 2 days, you're covered for 2 days. You get what I'm saying? So you set a date. So you might pay a little extra, okay? Next thing that's going to happen is you need to decide, are you going to use your gear, i.e. fishing rods, or are you going to use the boat's gear? For me, personally, if I am a client on that vessel, I am leaving my gear at home, period. Why? And this is the question I get, why? Why should I leave my gear at home? Because 100 times out of 100 times, the stuff that they have already rigged and ready to roll on the charter boat is what you're going to need. If you bring your own stuff and it's not right, you might not catch a fish. You might be using the wrong gear for that species, for that situation, for that time of the year. Use what they have on board, okay? It'll be much easier on you.
Yeah, especially if you get a giant bird nest in there, Mark can straighten that out for you.
Yeah, exactly. We've got extra. Charter boats always have extras of everything, okay? So if you blow up the reel for whatever reason, you just pile it next to the boat, hand it off, the mate hands you a new rod, and you keep on rocking and rolling. Simple as that. Okay? Next thing you're going to do is usually the night before, maybe the two nights before, you're going to be in contact with the captain. Okay? He's going to break down the day. He's going to make sure you understand the payment arrangements. Make sure you understand how to tip the mate. Okay? A lot of captains, as a mate, I'm going to tell you straight up like this. 15% to 20%. And that's negotiable, up or down. Okay, if you have a mate who is just busting his hump, I mean, he's seeing the bird's nest before it happens and already has it picked out before you can even think about it. He's running around with the chicken with his head cut off. He's chumming. He's doing stuff like that. Tip him a little bit more. If you have a mate who's sitting there smoking and joking, you know, has to be told to do things, stuff like that, just tip much, much less.
I love his jokes are good.
Even still, you know, he's not the, you know, Brandon, mates are there to entertain. That's, you know, mates are there to entertain. That's what we do. We're there to serve you, okay? With that being said, though, you can't be, it's a fine line. If you see him and he is just dogging himself, and by the end of the trip, he can barely walk on a 12-hour trip, which is most likely what most people are going to do, okay, then you know. That was one hell of a hard-working dude that day. Throw him on a little extra, okay? 15% to 20% is customary. And always tip the mate separately. There are captains out there that if you tip the captain with the mate's tip and along with it, the mate won't get what he deserves. Tip the captain and the mate separately, and you will never have any issues. Okay. So you talk to the captain. He tells you you need to be there. You know, if you're going offshore, and he says you need to be there by 3:30. Okay. The best thing to do, especially with kayaks, is show up at 3:15. Get the kayak off the truck. Grab your gear. Get the kayak to the dock. Situated. The mate and the captain will be doing their own thing. They told you 3:30. You're a little bit early. Just wait for them. Say hello. They're going to be running around, taking care of stuff, getting things ready, okay? When they finally tell you, all right, let's start loading gear, load up everything but your kayak at first. Get your paddle on board, get your cooler on board, get everything else on board, then bring the kayak on board. This way, you guys, it's an opportunity for you as the client, the mate and the captain, to talk about how you guys want to situate these kayaks. Some captains, if a boat's over 50 foot, most likely they're going to situate your kayaks in the cockpit. If it's less than 50, there's going to be some space somewhere where you're going to put them. For our boat, that's on the bow. We actually have a spot on the bow for you to put your kayak to have it strapped down and ready to roll. Okay? This is the time, if the mate's not busy doing other things, to break down with the captain and mate, okay, when we get there, how are we going to situate everything? So this way, before you even leave the dock, you already have a mindset on the game plan, okay, of getting boats in the water and everything else.
Yeah, on the bow, that's also the easiest way to launch your kayak, too. So.
Yeah, you know, actually, we're going to talk about that in 1 second, but first, I have to take a quick break. Matt, let's run the second boondoggle soundbite, and then then I'll do the Tommy Hedgix one.
All right.
So that being said, folks, we'll be right back with more of the Low Sodium Show Mother Shipping Special, only on the Kayak Fishing Radio Network.
Boondoggle? What the heck is a boondoggle? Is it a tournament? No, it's not a freaking tournament. A boondoggle's just an event where a bunch of kayak anglers come together for a weekend of fun and kayak fishing. We all get together and fish, check out industry-related products, have a big dinner, and swap a fishing story or two. What's that? Sounds like a useless waste of time? Yeah, it is. So what? So get your butt up off the couch and get to a boondoggle. Bring yourself, bring your family, heck, bring your hairy-ass brother-in-law. I don't care, just get to a boondoggle. Check out yakangler.com/boondoggle for more information.
All right, folks, I've been talking about Tommy Hedgix now for about a year, year and a half. I'm privileged to be a member of the Tommy Hedgix team, and I love bringing products to my listeners that I truly believe in. And Tommy Hedgix is something I truly believe in. It has absolutely changed the way I fish, not just freshwater, but saltwater as well. You know, and then the freshwater side, being able to go from a shaky head to putting a skirt and a you know, a creature bait on there, now I've got a jig. Swap that out, put a fluke on there, now I've got a weighted fluke. You know, I mean, swim baits in the salt water, switching a swim bait up and, you know, putting a live shrimp on there and underneath the popping cork in a matter of seconds is what turns you from, you know, I could have had that fish to having that fish. I'm telling you, Tommy Hedgix will revolutionize and put more fish in your boat. So for more information, go to TommyHedgix.com. Let them know I sent you. Type in the Low Sodium Show. I heard it from Landon Crew on the, you know, Low Sodium Show, whatever. Let them know I sent you. And definitely check out TommyHedgix.com. Pick you up a pack or two. You will not be disappointed. Again, go to TommyHedgix.com and check them out. All right, folks, we're back with more Low Sodium Show, only on the Kayak Fishing Radio Network. I am your host, Mark Lennon, Crew Wheeler, and we're talking about mother shipping trips. We're hitting into part two. You're finally leaving the dock, okay? Many times, depending on where you're at, if you're on the East Coast, north of Hatteras, okay, you're going to be running an hour and a half, 2 hours to get to the offshore areas. If it's at one of the offshore towers, or if it's to a specified weed line that the captain already knows about, then that's what you're going to do, okay? That two-hour time frame is your time to kind of pick the mate's brain, okay? If the mate's like, hey, you know, I'm going to crash for an hour before I have to start doing, you know, rigs and stuff like that, let him crash, okay? He's going to be working his tail off. And this is your opportunity to crash, too. It's early, get a couple hours of sleep, you know, relax. You start to get acclimated to the boat, how it feels, stuff like that, okay? So you get out there. Listen to the captain and the mate. The mate's going to be getting instructions from the captain, and the captain's going to be getting feedback from the mate, okay? They're going to be talking constantly, okay? A lot of times, just the mate just shaking his head, giving a thumbs up while he's carrying something, or yeah, I got it, or something like that. But let them do their thing, okay? If they tell you to do something, just try to do it to your best of your ability. Many times it's just, you know, hold this strap or hang on to this or we're going to drop this in, okay? They're going to explain to you how they're going to put the boats in the water, how you're going to get it in the kayak, stuff like that. And let me take a step back to the very beginning. If this is your first time going out in a kayak, okay, you do not want to do a mother shipping trip. This is some hard paddling. This is very strenuous work. You have to know and be very familiarized with your boat, with your style, with how comfortable you are. If you are not comfortable, if you're always worried about tipping over, definitely not the time to go out on a mothershipping trip, okay? You have to be comfortable as a kayak angler at a pretty advanced level, okay? Now, with all that being said, okay, the boat's in the water. Some captains will have you actually jump in the water and then enter your kayak from there. Others will let you use a swim platform to get on your kayak, okay? Now, with all that being said, if you get out there and it's 6 to 7 foot seas, wind's blowing out of the west, you know, 15 to 20, you're just probably just going to troll around all day, okay? As mostly, not even touch the kayaks. That's a definite possibility. Things change out there. You know, Mother Nature's a turd, man. I mean, she can really tear you up, all right? And it's their judgment call because they are responsible for you. They're responsible for the boat and everything. And if something happens to you, that and you're 60 miles offshore, that's a long way for the Coast Guard to come get you. So, you know, that's one thing I need to mention right off the bat, which I should have done at the very beginning. So you're in the water. The mate's going to hook, set you up. He's going to tell you, okay, I'm going to go over this weed. You guys are going to paddle over this weed line. This is what we like to do a lot. As we'll get you, we'll find a weed line that's holding dolphin, okay, mahi-mahi. Reason we like to fish for mahi-mahi because there's always something else around them. Tuna, wahoo, a white marlin, big-eye tuna. You know, there's always something else there, okay? Because the reason the mahi are there is because there's something else there that they're feeding on. Sand eels, you know, jacks, mackerel, whatever. Now, you get out there, you get set up, you catch your fish. You're hooked up on it. Some captains will give you a small gaff. Other captains won't. They'll tell you, okay, that fish is going to, you know, you're going to hook up on that fish. He's going to tow you away because that's what mahi will do. They'll go away from the weeds. Okay? We'll come over to you. We'll pull up next to you, and we'll gaff the fish for you, or we'll heave it in for you. If you want to bring it in yourself, put it in your lap, that's fine. You're more than willing to do that. Okay? But just listen to how the captain and the mate are going to work that out. Might be situational, but it's entirely, you know, listen to what they have to say. And feel free to add your own opinion. Okay? You know, you might know something that they don't, or you see something that they don't. So just let them know, hey, what if we did this? You know, they'll explain, you know, why they're doing something. There's a rhyme to their reason and a reason to their rhyme, okay? So you're out there, you're fishing, you're catching your fish. Let's break down the offshore, and we're going to talk offshore here. There's the different species, mahi, okay? Now, if you catch a mahi, all right, and he's less than 20 pounds, feel free to bring him on the boat, okay, yourself. A lot of times you can put a hand in their gills. A lot of times you can grab them by the tail. All right, either way, they have teeth, so don't stick your hand in their mouth. All right, a lot of times what I do is I wrap the leader in my hand and I heave him right in the boat, up to 20 pounds, okay, no issues whatsoever. Get him in the boat. Once you have him in the boat, kind of stick them underneath your leg to hold them down, unhook them, paddle over to the mothership, okay, and hand them off to the mate. He's going to put them right on my eyes for you, okay? And then you can go right back to fishing. He'll give you new bait and go out and fish. If it's a tuna, skipjack tuna, they're small, they're easy, you can just drop them right in the boat. If it's a yellowfin, at this point is when you're going to be in constant contact and pretty much have that charter boat right next to you the whole time. Okay, you get a yellowfin in the 20, 30-pound range, he's going to tag you along. He's going to let you go for a ride. Okay? You know, this is where you have to be extremely confident in yourself, in your abilities. Okay, he's going to take you for a ride, like I said. What is very important is that you stay in some sort of contact with someone else, with the boat, with your buddy. Okay? Very important that you stay in contact with someone else. Great to have is a VHF radio handheld for something like this. okay? It's the best way to do it. All right. If you have a gas, you get it up next to you, you take a wrap of the leader, you stick them, hold on. Let them expire while he's in the water. Okay, just kind of hold the gaff and just kind of just lean into the boat a little bit. After a little while, he'll finally stop. That's when you can bring him in. Don't try to bring in a livey yellowfin like that. He'll just beat you up. Big eye tuna. If you're hooking with big eye tuna, I'm sorry. I really don't see it happening in a kayak, you bringing him in. We spent 2 hours yesterday on a 200-pound big eye, which is about the average size in the East Coast that you'll encounter. But 200-pound big eye, 2 hours, and we couldn't even get him in with the boat using a 50 wide. Okay, I just don't see it happening, and that's my experience level. Marlin and sailfish, billfish. Okay, have fun. As they're an absolute blast. White marlin out here in Virginia are incredible. You won't get over 100 pounds. Really manageable. I mean, we fish with them with TLD 20s. I mean, that's how easy they are. Get them next to the boat. The mate will instruct you on what to do. Grab the bill. Do this. Do that. Get your picture taken. Release. That's basically what you're going to be finding to have happen. And when you get back, you're done, or you want to troll with the big boat, kind of thing. And the captain and the mate will explain everything and set up, and they'll deal with the voodoo that they do so well. That's why they get paid the big money. That's why they are captains and mates, is that they do troll via the big boat more than they do with the kayaks. And we're very good at it. And it's a symphony. It truly is. It's just a beautiful thing to watch sometimes. A mate who knows what he's doing is awesome. So with all that being said, the best thing to do before you do a mothershipping trip is get in contact with that captain, explain what you're looking to do, listen to what he has to tell you, and go from there. All right, I'm going to take another quick little break. We'll be right back. My computer's finally rebooting, thank God. And I'll be able to see what everyone's been saying in the chat room. And we'll be right back with more of the Low Sodium Show, only on the Kayak Fishing Radio Network. All right, folks, if you've been on Facebook or, and you don't live underneath the rock, you've seen that Jackson Kayak has come out with a new boat. It's a concept, it's a prototype, but the big rig. This boat, y'all, is absolutely awesome. We're talking space for your rods to fit on the gunnels. Okay? The Coosa hatches. And a place for your future Power Pro Micro to go. Yeah, I mean, we're talking awesome sauce approved. A wide 37 inches between 12 and 13 feet. Again, it's a prototype, but for those of you out there that are looking for super stability, this is your kayak. So for more information, go to your local Jackson dealer, check him out online at jacksonkayak.com, or just ask Matt or myself. We're both proud to be part of the Jackson family, as pro staffers representing them. Again, go to jacksonkayak.com, your local dealer, or ask any proud Jackson owner as a member of the Jackson family. They'll tell you. For luxury, comfort, and the best fishing platforms out there, check out a Jackson Kayak. All right, folks, we're back. Quick little commercials kind of thing. But with all that being with the mothershipping thing, it's all about experience. If you don't have experience, you're going to be sorely embarrassed, is the best way to put it. My computer is almost ready. I hate this damn thing. So what we're going to do is I'm going to give Matt a second here. Matt, break down your weekend. I know you've got a tournament coming up here soon. Break that down for us, and let's check out some stuff before we head out of here.
All right, well, July 26th and 27th, we got the New Jersey Kayak Fishing Fluke Tournament. It's our sixth annual tournament. It's 2 full days of fishing. This year, actually, we got some nice prizes for everybody. First place will receive a Jackson Cuda 14. Also, cash
nice.
Prize. Second and third place, both cash prizes. And this is all for the longest fluke. First, second, third. And besides that, we will also have the 3 longest fluke Calcutta, which is $20 per entry. Winner takes all. And that's the 3 longest fish, not counting any fish entered into the tournament itself, which is the single longest fluke.
Nice.
Then on top of that, we have a native Slayer kayak that we're going to be raffling off, which all proceeds will go to benefit Heroes on the Water, the New Jersey chapter, also the Point Pleasant Beach Elks Club's charities.
Cool,
on top of that, we will also be holding 4 Heroes on the Water. East Coast Kayak Fishing will be holding a 50-50. And
nice.
Then on top of that, any donated prizes or product will be raffled off as prize packs to registered kayak anglers only. So consult to check the rules and regs and get registered, go to www.NewJerseyKayakFishing.com or I guess you could probably you can actually walk in and register also. That'll be on Thursday, July 25th, and that will be the captain's meeting at 7:30 p.m. That's at the Point Pleasant Beach Elks Lodge.
Cool.
So that's the tournament, man. Everybody's looking forward to it this year. It's got some great prizes.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So 2 kayaks, man, up in the air to win. It's going to be good.
Yeah, definitely.
Fishing I got out this weekend is very slow. One of the sadder days of catching, but it's not called catching. It's called fishing. So.
Yeah.
The water's warming up. I was fishing for fluke again, and it seemed to be a lot of shorter fish than I've been used to in the past 2 months. And I ended up catching a croaker, which I've actually never caught in the bay up here before. So that's a little weird. Hurricane Sandy kind of changed the fish species a little bit. Seriously, I've never ever caught a croaker up this far north. So that's a little different.
Yeah.
The only reason I knew what it was because it was honking at me. But, that was on Sunday. It was a nice day to get out. It was hot out, man. So it was nice to be at the shore because you get that 10-degree difference. It wasn't nice with the no breeze for a couple moments there, but, yeah, when you had the breeze, it was good. Nice and relaxing, as always. That's the only reason why I go fishing. It's just for the relaxation.
Yeah, at least you don't have to do it as a
that sums it up,
light.
Man. Hopefully getting out Sunday this week, what I'm looking at.
Nice.
So, crossing my fingers that the weather holds up, because Saturday's shot. I got a family picnic to go to, an annual picnic, so Sunday
nice.
It is.
There you go, man. Well, cool, bud. Let's see here. Awesome, man. We're hitting about our hour. I've got some explaining to do to some people. Mr. Tobby. And so with that being said, let's remember, tune in tomorrow night for more Boondoggle info.
Look at that. I almost forgot. That's Piggy Wiggy.
The Wiggly Diggly. The Pig of the Week.
My God, I can't believe I forgot the pig of the week.
You didn't forget. You just had to be queued up.
I didn't. I tried to be queued. I should be remembered. The pig of the week goes to Trey Collins, a member of the Jackson Kayak family. And he absolutely got this monster. I mean, flaunch. And Matt can protect, you know, agree with me on this. This is a pig of a bass. What was it, 24 some odd inches, a little under 10 pounds. Just a slaunch.
Yes, I mean, that's one of the largest bass I've ever seen.
Yeah, I mean, this thing's a pig. So, Craig, you won Pig of the Week this week, man. I mean, just awesome, sauce-approved stuff, man, and done in a Jackson kayak. What more can I say? All right. So, again, check out Chip's stuff. Remember, folks, stay close to Facebook for more information on the contest. And, yeah, tune in next week, okay? You're going to want to listen to next week's show. Reason is I'm going to break down for everybody the low-sodium opportunities at the Boondoggle. Ooh. Yes, I did. Yes, I went there. Oh, good Lord. I said it. Low sodium for a boondoggle, okay? There's going to be some excellent opportunities for people to get out and fish some legendary bodies of water. So, you're going to tune in next week for that. We're going to post up some good stuff and have some rock'em, sock'em, robots, awesome stuff going on. So, with that being said, I thank Chip. I'd like to thank Matt for showing up and being my co-host tonight. As always, buddy, it's great having you.
Yeah, buddy.
You take a Rob. Huge load off my shoulders and really allow me to do what I do. I'd like to thank Chris Johnson for showing up in the chat room. The guests, Tommy Head, X the show, please call me, buddy. And, yeah, we're going to have a great time. Hope everyone has a wonderful weekend. Stay as cool as possible. Get some fishing in. And always remember, folks, take a kid fishing. Always wear your PFD. And get your fish on, man. Good night, everybody. See you next week.